Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Waking you up. It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
WBQT. WBQT HD1 Boston.
Hot 96.9.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
We have snow on the way. Another record-breaking day of COVID cases, and things not looking too good for the Grammys. Melissa has the juice coming up.
You will not believe what Kanye is actually spending money on to try and get Kim jealous.
Leroy has your sports.
And I can't believe I'm about to say this, but Antonio Brown speaks, and he may have a point.
But first, well, we have snow on the way. It is going to start overnight for most of Massachusetts and Rhode Island and last until tomorrow afternoon. Now, as far as the snow totals, we can expect like 1 to 3 inches in most of central and western Massachusetts in the Cape. The rest of the state could get about 3 to 6 inches, with up to 8 inches possible for parts of southeastern Massachusetts in the Route 24 area. So, good luck.
After what we were just talking about, Melissa, how many inches are you expecting tonight?
Ooh. Okay, you know what? You know what?
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 What's the answer?
No. No.
What? Just asking.
Stupid.
This girl's just like, you know what? I don't need to trade.
Is that why she's walking funny around?
Okay, you know what? Stop. We're talking about snow.
Now we're talking about COVID.
Thank you, Pebbles.
The Mass Department of Public Health reported an additional 27,612 confirmed COVID cases yesterday. That shatters the previous highest one-day mark. The state also surpassed 20,000 COVID deaths since the start of the pandemic. Meanwhile, the Fenway Park vaccination and booster site reopens today. You can book your appointment at vaxfinder.mass.gov, or they will take walk-ins as well.
Melissa, when are you expecting your next injection?
Right, you know what?
During the Grammy Awards, although they're not happening this year.
Exactly. It ain't happening.
The Grammy Awards have been postponed indefinitely. The official statement said that, you know, given the uncertainty surrounding the Omicron variant, holding the show on January 31st simply contains too many risks. No new date has been set, but Trevor Noah, I love him, is still scheduled to return as the host.
I have no double entendre for the Grammy,
Thank
so
you very
let's
much.
Just keep it moving.
Keep it moving with the juice. Here's Melissa.
Yes. Dr. Dre, better hope and pray the halftime show for the Super Bowl doesn't get canceled, because if it does, he is going to lose millions. Dre is fronting the money to put on the show that's going to feature Eminem, Snoop, Kendrick Lamar, and Mary J. Blige. Word is, it's costing him in the millions. And Dre does have cancellation insurance. However, it does not cover COVID cancellations.
What does it cover?
So the show, it covers like natural disasters. If something happens, like there's a tornado and they blow up the, I don't
but
know.
It doesn't cover it the cover thing COVID. That's canceling everything right now.
Correct.
So if a random tornado
yes.
comes, you're good. If a flood, yes. flood insurance, you're good.
Yes, exactly.
Or if there's an earthquake, he's
right.
good.
But if COVID hits and they have to cancel yeah. the Super Bowl halftime show, he right. won't be covered.
COVID's okay. hitting.
Oh, COVID is hitting. That's right. Jill Scott has put an end to rumors. There's a sex tape starring her going around.
Sex tape, huh?
Jill has been trending for a couple days because someone started yeah. a bad rumor and people have been trying to find a sex tape that doesn't exist. Jill has denied it, tweeting
sex
out
tape.
Yesterday, say word, I expect this energy when my new movies, albums, and TV show drops. Y'all are too much. Hashtag headed back to work. And I'm moving right
sex-
on to kick Kanye West news. Kanye West
oh,
is
boy.
Taking Travis Scott's place to headline Coachella this year. Of course, Travis Scott was removed because of the Astroworld tragedy.
Coachella.
And Kanye West...
he did not say Coachella.
Oh, my God. Can I finish my story?
Who did not say Coachella?
Okay.
Yeah. Who's taking the stage at Coachella tonight?
Melissa and...
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my
Melissa
God.
Featuring who?
Okay. Okay,
I hate everybody in this room.
My head hurts.
Oh, my God.
Just your head.
Oh my God.
Lord.
Can Where I finish my story?
Yeah, are we on Kanye?
Yes, we're still on Kanye.
Okay.
Kanye has been dating that chick. She's the actress from Uncut Gems. Her name's Julia Fox.
Yes.
And apparently he has hired paparazzi to walk around with him to take pictures.
No.
So Kim can know everything they're doing. Although his people are denying it, saying that he hired paparazzi to follow him around to document his life for some future film project he's got going on. But I don't know. Knowing Kanye, I believe the first story. I can't even finish. Leroy,
I can't either. Sport. Coachella's like my favorite thing.
I'm sorry, Melissa. This happens about, what, once every 3 months? I'm sorry. I'm happy for you, though.
Are you?
Yes. It's just, you know, I love having fun.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Melissa, last night.
Our first caress.
It wasn't last night.
Okay. Well, let me get through this because I'm no good right now. The Celtics were pretty much healthy, but they still lost to the Spurs 99-97. If you were looking for a job, you had a chance to get one with the Red Sox as they were looking for someone to be their next green monster scoreboard operator. But the last time I checked, they took it down. I guess a lot of people applied for it.
The NFL. Headlining Coachella.
The NFL is looking at other possible sites for the Super Bowl since COVID is on the rise and restrictions.
Headlining Coachella
LA.
This year.
In L.A. The Super Bowl is supposed to be in L.A., but the restrictions are getting tighter. I'm really crying, and my nose is running. You know that's good. Antonio Brown released a statement in response to him leaving the Bucks during their game Sunday, and he's claiming that he was being forced to play even though he was hurt. AB was on the field for 26 plays, but then sat himself down. Bruce Arians told him to get in the game. AB said that he couldn't, long story short. According to AB, the coach yelled at him, "You're done," and that's what led to him throwing his stuff off and leaving the game. Now, Monday after the game, there was an MRI on AB's ankle, and he is indeed hurt. Broken bone fragments, a ligament torn from the bone. Cartilage loss. I'm sorry. AB, he went and he's lawyered up. He's ready to go. And Brown also accused the Buccaneers of mischaracterizing his outburst on the field as a mental health issue.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I'm trying to get right. Bruins and the Minnesota Wild tonight at 7. Celtics Knicks at 7:30. And Melissa, again, I'm sorry. It was fun. It was a lot of fun.
Listen,
but anyway,
hey, don't be sorry for me.
And that's just
congratulations.
That's your sports.
Oh my God.
Just saying.
Today's good news.
Don't be sorry for me.
Tickets for Coachella go on sale
really?
At 10 a.m.
I've been had mine.
Oh my God.
People tune in the last minute. They have no idea what the hell we're talking
I know.
About.
Melissa had sex.
No.
She doesn't want to tell us who, though.
That's not true.
And Leroy named it Coachella.
Yeah.
Wait. I can't.
Wow.
This report made hot by First Citizens Federal Credit Union.
Jeez, and he couldn't do the good news. Good news, Melissa had sex.
Oh my God.
Brand woo, new woo. Second right, date update on the 10th.
2022.
I didn't tell you guys anything last year.
Let's
go!
Wake up, Boston.
It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up.
In the morning. On Hot 96.9.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help, too, by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.